The Power of Geography by Tim Marshall. The one-sentence summary. The Middle East must look beyond oil and sand to secure its future. The Eastern Mediterranean is one of the most volatile flashpoints of the 21st century, and space is set to become the world's next battleground. What the book says. The book uses 10 maps to explain everything you need to know about global politics. Of course, to follow world events, you need to understand people, ideas, and movements. But if you don't know geography, you'll never have the full picture. Here are some selected interesting facts related to the 10 maps. Number 1. Australia. It was in the middle of nowhere, became a very big somewhere, and is now centre stage. It would be difficult but not impossible to invade, but it is vulnerable to blockade. China moving down from the north is a concern, but they are significant trading partners. 2. Iran. A vital Middle East superpower, a repressive regime linked to terror and bloodshed across the region, a potential nuclear state in a tense standoff with Israel, and regularly seeming to be close to blows with the USA. Given that it holds the world's fourth largest reserves of oil, it should be a rich country. But the Iran-Iraq War, 1980-88, destroyed its main refining facilities, and it is notoriously inefficient. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a thuggish militia that has branched out into construction and other businesses. 3. Saudi Arabia. In 1740, parts of the Najd region in central Arabia were controlled by a local emir called Muhammad ibn Saud. By 1930, one of his descendants had vastly extended the territory and renamed it. There are about 15,000 members of the royal family, with about 2,000 of them holding most of the wealth and power. 2 million nomads a century ago now has a population of 34 million. Of the 19 attackers on 9/11, 15 were from Saudi Arabia, forcing the authorities to acknowledge their shortcomings in tackling radicalism.